At the Growmark Media Day, we went to the Christian County FS and were treated to a tour of their facility there by Mike Bilta, who is the general manager. And I checked in on an interview that Julie Root was doing with him. And here it is.
It's a 12,000-ton facility that covers two products, DAP and potash, about 50% of each. We moved from five facilities down to this one facility. We can hold mostly all the product we need for an entire fall through this. It guarantees our customers supply throughout the season and takes advantage of some pricing issues that we had in the past. We can handle eight barges at one time through this facility. We can hold eight barges, gives us a little pricing advantage. We can take care of our entire county through this facility. On average day in the fall, we'll move about 500 tons of product through this facility, and we can handle twice as much as that if need be.
What was kind of the primary reason? You mentioned you went from like five facilities down to one. What was the thinking behind that?
A lot of our structures that we operated out of before were built in the 1960s, and they were just very inefficient. Repairs and maintenance were getting extremely high on them, and we needed more storage capacity as we move into the greater demand of fertilizer throughout the world and everything. We saw that pricing and supply were major issues that we were facing, so we felt like we needed a lot more capacity to hold and to be on hand to guarantee supply to our customers. So we made the decision to be more efficient and capture some of the pricing issues and supply issues out there and take advantage of that.
You mentioned servicing barge. Do you service rail and truck as well?
All of our stuff is coming off of the barge right now, and we get it out of St. Louis and we truck it up here. So we can go to some facilities and get it off rail, but right now the barge market is definitely in our favor.
You mentioned this facility too. As we're standing here, it's maybe a little different, made out of a lot of rubber.
Yes, it's a hoop style building. It has a canvas roof on it, and then all the trusses are rubberized on it for corrosion resistance.
That was Julie Root of RFD Illinois interviewing Mike Bilta, general manager of Christian County FS.